Sing together, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. 455. Hallelujah. That's 440. Let's also sing it together. 440. Question before we sing these last two verses, I wonder, is it possible to forget that we have been redeemed? Abject silence.
Unless we remind ourselves.
Yeah, what do we read? What did we read yesterday in 2 Peter 1? We read in 2 Peter 1 yesterday that you can forget that you've been purged from your sins. You can forget. Now, I don't want to forget. You don't want to forget either, I'm sure. You're going to go home, some of you today, and you don't want to forget that you've been bought with a price. But in that context that we read it yesterday, it's talking about a full redemption. Not just the initial divine power beginning a work in our hearts, but going on. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance. Grow, go on. Because if you do those things, that is add, continue to grow, let that word of God grow in you, let the nature and character of God be formed in you. If you do those things, you will never fall. But if you don't, if you forget that you were purged from your sins, if you forget that redemption is not just what happened a year or two or three ago, if you forget that redemption is something that he does today, today I'm being bought again, afresh, anew, and that work of God is being furthered in my life, furthered in my heart. And I am glad that the Lord wants to do that for all of us. And he's going to continue to do that for all of us, whether we're here at camp or whether we go back to where we're from. We thank him for what he's done. We thank him for what he started. We thank him for what he's caused to grow even over this weekend in us. The work that he has done in our hearts. The knowledge of his will and the understanding of what it is that we've been purged for. And we're glad for, again, all the Lord has done for us. And as we sing this song, since I've been redeemed, now I'm going to glory in him. I'm going to make my boast, and we do that today. We do that every day. We're singing 440. If you've just come in, welcome. And 440, that third stanza, let's sing it together. I have a witness bright and clear since I'm not afraid.
I'm so thankful for what God did this weekend. I was saying to somebody last night that I expected God to meet us. Of course, He's going to, right? He does every year. At youth retreat, at camp, at large, of course He meets us. But it was what we have prayed for. It is what we have believed in faith for. And so, of course, we expect that. We come with expectation into the weekend, and coming out of the weekend, he's done it. And certainly, though, we don't take it for granted, and we just want to give God the honor and the glory and the thanksgiving for having done that. We laid a lot for you guys this weekend in terms of a challenge, not our challenge, but the challenge that the Bible gives us with respect to bearing the image of God. Looking more and more like Him, more specifically as men and women, what that means for us, what a high calling God has for us as men and women to live up to. And certainly it's not anything that we can do in and of ourselves. It is a work that the Holy Spirit needs to do within us. And just one verse I'd like to leave with you, Jude 1:24. In this near impossible task, certainly impossible in and of ourselves, despite that, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. To Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless with great joy in that day. He is able. You know, we talked about my crude analogy of every time I go out on the basketball court, I know that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to hit every single shot. But every single time I line up to shoot it, I'm looking to make that shot, right? He is able. He's able to make us 100% from the field. He's able to keep us faultless. And as we keep our eyes upon Him, as we focus on Him, as we dive into His Word, as we beg and covet His presence in our lives on a daily basis, whether you're on the subway, going to school or work, that you just ask and beg God for His presence that day, that in that moment, on that Tuesday morning, that He would keep you perfect. That's my prayer for myself. That's my prayer for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen.
For He is able, He's able, I know the Lord is able.
Raise the dead.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.